This is Kitcher Evangelides for talkingrugbyunion.co.uk. I'm here with two men who don't need any introduction, but I'll try and give them one anyway. Michael Hooper and Bernard Foley were instrumental early this year in the Waratahs winning their first Super 15 Championship. And both men have played key roles for the Wallabies throughout the Rugby Championship and through the Autumn Internationals. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no drama. How are you finding London so far?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, it's our second week here this autumn, and it's really enjoyed it. The weather hasn't been too bad, which is makes the trip a lot more enjoyable.
Ah, good to hear. And Michael, is it your father or both your parents are English? Do you feel a bit of a homecoming when you come back here?
Yeah, it's probably my favourite place to talk because of that reason. I guess it's just my dad who's from England originally. So every time I come over here, he usually manages to make the trip and kill two birds with one stone and see his whole family who's over here, and then get to some good family dinners and watch a good game on the weekend as well.
A majority of our listeners are UK-based, so I'd be interested, what part of the UK are your parents from?
He's from Maidstone in Kent originally.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Okay, boys, and one of the questions which we keep getting back at the office is, can you break down a regular training week for us? Because obviously you play a game on Saturday. Bernard, could you just talk us through, you play a game on Saturday and then from there on what you do?
Yeah, so early in the week is, Monday's primarily a review. So we look to, cover off the weekend that had just passed, and then there's also that training session is normally one to sort of blow out a bit of the sort of the cobwebs or the bumps and bruises and get everyone moving again. Tuesday's probably our biggest day. That can be either a double session or a triple session there. So you have a units and a gym session in the morning into a team session, which is sort of the major training session of the week, which is comprises of a lot of contact and strategies trying to implement for the next week. Wednesday, normally our day off, typically, and folks sort of can have a bit of a down day.
And on that topic, like let's say a city like London, do you guys do organised tours, do you go places, or do you just kind of go free roaming?
No, it's each their own sort of thing. There's no, there's nothing compulsory on that. A lot of the guys try and do something, get out of the hotel and see something just to refresh, I suppose. But a place like London, it's too big. And
yeah, definitely.
There's a few of the boys get lost in the shops. They enjoy their shopping, a couple of the...
I could definitely imagine. Now, Michael, back to the current results. The spring tour has been a bit of a mixed bag for the Wallabies, with some moments of brilliance, but at the same time, a few moments of lost concentration. Do you feel the team as a whole is moving forward or sideways? And what would be the main positives you could take out of the last few games?
Yeah, it's been a sort of up and down type of tour. I mean, the nature of it was always going to be tough with the new staff coming in a week before our first game in the Barbarians over here, so it was never going to be easy. But what we've managed to do is, as a group, set up a really nice way of we want to train and way we want to play. So the 5 weeks of training's been really good, and unfortunately that hasn't reflected in all of our performances. We've had inconsistent performances. We've improved from the French to the Irish game and now looking to go again this weekend in a really tough match to do.
Okay, and Bernard, back to you. The team is currently ranked 5th in the world. Do you think that rank is justified?
Oh, I don't think so. I think, we've competed with the top sides all year and the last couple of weeks, I suppose, have been disappointing, the results, but, it's a new era for us and as a team, we're still trying to find ourselves and combinations and, working the head coach out. A lot of the blokes are sort of very new with him, so but I think the way we've played this year, we've probably let a few games go, but it could have been a totally different story. So I think that ranking's probably not justified the effort that the guys have put in throughout the year.
And would you agree with those sentiments Bernard's saying about the recent results, Michael?
We've had mixed bag of performances. What our year's shown and what probably that ranking shows is we're an inconsistent team at the moment, and to be a top two team, you've got to be winning the majority of your games and getting away with the tight ones, and something that we weren't able to do this year. So, we're comfortable where we are as a group at the moment, but as far as the ranking's concerned, it's not coming into our thinking too much.
Okay, good to hear. Now, moving to the game versus England tomorrow, Michael, is there any player in the English team you admire?
I wouldn't say I admire. I'd say I think there's a few guys that can do us damage if we don't look after them. So, the 15, Brown's quality, new 10's pretty nippy, forward, so you know he's shown a few threats in the limited opportunity he's had. Then they've got a big forward pack, so we know they've got good players all across the park, and we've been sort of semi-successful in shutting down good players on this trip. But you know, if we don't do it tomorrow, then we're no chance.
And Burnett, you're playing against Ford this weekend at 10. Have you seen much of him?
I haven't seen too much. You know, he's only very new on the international scene. He's a different type of player to the traditional English 10 as well, which is offers a bit more in attack. Mm-hmm. Likes to take on the line. Likes to back his running game as well. So he'll bring. I think what he's trying to bring in is the new style of how England want to play. They want to diversify and add a bit of variation to their game. So, he'll be a great challenge. And not knowing too much about him, he brings that unfamiliarity.
Yeah, no, I definitely have to agree with you there. Now, Michael, with David Pocock coming back next season, do you see that as a motivator for you to work harder? And is there room in the Wallabies team for two fetches? And what I mean by two fetches, for people who are unfamiliar with the term, is having two open sides play in the same team, but obviously one playing six or eight.
Very exciting for Dave to be coming back. I mean, the poor bloke's been in really hit badly with injury over the past, 2.5 seasons. So, for him to be getting fit for on a personal level, it'll be nice to see him back and playing rugby, something that he really enjoys doing. As far as competition's concerned, it's never a negative thing having many players fighting for a position. You see across our Wallaby back line, it's hard to get it. All the guys you want in the team, let alone the reserves as well. So, all that does is breed really good competition, and I think David would bring some great competition to the back row, and myself included. As far as having two fetches on the field, it's been done before. People like it, some people don't like it. I think it's always a matter of having the best players you've got in your roster on the field at the same time. So if you can manage that, then you're doing right without affecting too many other areas of your game.
Yeah, there definitely seems so much importance put on the set piece these days. So a lot of teams, and especially here in Europe and South Africa, do like to have a bit more size when it comes to the line-out to get an extra man up. Are you comfortable if that situation did arise to be used more in the line-out, even though you're not exactly 6'6".
Over here it's a massive focus, so it's got to be something that's at the forefront of your mind. We've learned that on this trip, that teams are so set piece focused, mm-hmm. especially European teams, that you've got to be good in that area. As far as jumping in the line out, I've done a fair bit of it over the past 2 years, so I'm fine with it, and happy to go up if they need me.
Okay,
he's a primary ball winner.
Good to hear. Okay, Burnett, now this is a difficult question for you. Okay, with Kirtley Beale, Quade Cooper and yourself in the playmaker-type role, do you think you could all start at the same time? Or would it be too many Chiefs and not enough Indians to straighten the line and to produce go forward?
Nice analogy there, Kitch.
No, you're right, mate. I was also going to use too many cooks in the kitchen, but I decided to go with that one.
I suppose, I think the way we want to play is you need a couple of playmakers in the back line. I think there's good variation there, and so teams can't just target or you play a one-dimension type of game. I think having all three of us, then each of us sort of brings our own different flavour or different spice, to the kitchen.
Michael, is Burnett much of a cook?
Apparently not. Apparently he just creates mess and doesn't really cook anything in his house, the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah. And are you much of a cook, Michael?
No. Terrible, buy food.
Okay, good.
Don't wash my
clothes.
And the last question I have for you each. Well, first of all, Michael, since you've gotten the Wallaby captaincy, do you feel you've improved as a player? And what would be one thing you'd like to work on moving to next year?
The captaincy adds a whole different things here. It's a big kettle of fish, I guess, and it's changed the way you have to approach the week. It changes the way you have to structure your week around things you've got on and commitments you have. But I've really enjoyed my time. There's been ups and downs throughout the year, but throughout that we've had a really good team group build the way we want to go, and guys step up and help in that role. As far as playing's going, I'm happy with how I'm going. I think I've had a good year with the Tars and the Wallabies through different games. I think the great thing about the position that I play is you can have impacts on the game, whether you're getting beaten or you're in a nice attacking game. So, I've really enjoyed myself, and it's funny coming to the end of the year and moving forward. It'll be nice to reflect and see maybe areas that I you know, want to try and improve going into next year, which is a massive season.
And last one for you, Bernard. What would be the one thing you'd like to improve on moving into next season? Is there one thing?
Yeah, definitely. There should always be if you're a rugby player still striving. You know, there's no time that you think you know it all, or your skills are you know, as good as they can be, because you keep practicing. For me, probably, you know, controlling games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stepping up and realizing the momentum shifts within a game, and being able to recognize that, but also to, you know, be able to control that and, you know, shift it back into our favour and, you know, hopefully finish the games. And as Michael said, we haven't, you know, probably won the tight games that we should have this year, and so that's probably a big focus moving forward.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I know you've got a team meeting now, so I won't take too much more time, but thank you very much. And thank you to talkingrugbyunion.co.uk for sending me over here. And if you're not following us on Twitter already, please get on that. It's @talkrugbyunion. Thank you, gentlemen.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.